Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 122, entitled, Do You Desire a Relationship? Now read or listen to this to the end. Many find this unattainable and unsustainable because they neglect the most pivotal relationship that is needed, that will allow you to enter and engage in other relationships, being healthy, whole, and healed. As I continue to read in Micah, the Holy Spirit continues to call out to His people in love. Are you listening? God is speaking. O my people, what have I done to you since you have turned away from me? And how have I wearied you? Answer me. Micah chapter 6, verses 3 of the Amplified Version. As a people, we put a value on what is tangible, what we can see. And though the world and the flesh crave materialism and worldly goods, it is easier to throw them at God rather than committing yourself to giving Him what He needs. You. When we give what is material, this can be done dismissively, without empathy, without love, and without compassion. And because the gifts are of the flesh, no energy is expended. I have used this ploy when I didn't want to be bothered. In marriage and familial relationships, it can be a defense mechanism when dealing with narcissistic, overbearing individuals, or for those whom we may feel are not worth our time. The absence of love is shown in men and women who crave the material while eluding affection. Liken this also to an absent parent that is financially supportive, but is either unwilling or prevented from establishing a meaningful relationship with their child. The devil has used this tactic throughout time. It is written, "And in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, but Abel bought an offering of the finest firstborn of his flock and the fat portions. And the Lord had respect. He regarded Abel's offering." Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 of the Amplified Version. Cain was arrogant. His gift to the Lord showed contempt. Listen. But for Cain and his offering, he, meaning God, had no respect. So Cain became angry, indignant, and he looked annoyed and hostile. Genesis chapter 4, verse 5 of the Amplified Version. Now Cain is in the presence of the Almighty God. Why would he think that he could hide his true character from God? The other day, I listened to some low vibrational people in their flippant ignorance and gossip. This is what came to mind. Now, this is the word of the Lord, not mine. Consider thoughtfully, you senseless, stupid ones among the people, and you dull-minded fools. When will you become wise and understand? He who made the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? Psalms 94, verses 8 and 9 of the Amplified Version. I digress, and this is a gem for another day. But what I realized as the Spirit was correcting me the next morning is that I don't owe any man or woman to grin and smile in their face, to make them feel comfortable in their empty-headed, insensitive remarks. to co-sign their mental incapacity. If you ask me how this is relevant to Cain's situation, it is a reminder that our Creator knows our very thoughts and intents. It is confirmed by how He answered Cain in Genesis 4, verses 6 through 7. Look that up. Even in this warning, God was giving Cain a chance to redeem himself, to get his heart and mind right. What is so important for you to realize is that Satan is allowed to reign over this earth. For a time, he will promise you all the lies therein to convince you to forsake Jesus. You just fail to realize that he is detached and cares nothing for you. He despises God and you are detestable to him. It takes nothing from him to give you every sinful lust you ask for. Remember, again the devil took him, Jesus, up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory, splendor, magnificence, and excellence of them. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 9 of the Amplified Version. Can I tell you this one more time? I believe that even Satan is forbidden to promise eternal life. Everything he gives is transient. He knows judgment is set. But God in his mercy desires you. His love is boundless, an agape love. He desires a relationship with you. Let me confirm this with a few scriptures for you. Number one, go and learn what this scripture means. I desire compassion for those in distress and not animal or any other sacrifice. For I did not come to call to repentance the self-proclaimed righteous who see no need to change, but sinners, those who recognize their sin and actively seek forgiveness. Matthew 9:13 of the Amplified Version. Number two, Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the voice of the Lord?" 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 of the Amplified Version. Number three, "For I desire and delight in steadfast loyalty, faithfulness in the covenant relationship rather than sacrifice, and in knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." Hosea chapter 6, verse 6 of the Amplified Version, and number 4. "To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice for wrongs repeatedly committed." Proverbs 21, verse 3 of the Amplified Version. Let's not make it harder than it truly is. God is not asking for what you would not give to your earthly parents. To love him, have faith in his word, getting to know him intimately, while loving and having mercy on others with an obedient heart. You know Prada, Versace, Vera Wang, and others, but you don't know Jesus. Is this too much to ask from a loving, omnipotent Creator and Father? While speaking to my daughter this morning, I had to remind her that the only constant in life is Jesus. People and things will come and go while switching up on you, manipulating you, using you, and abusing you. Here today and gone tomorrow. But know this, Jesus Christ is eternally changeless, always. the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining me again here at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.